Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing?
To have a radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about, well, continue to talk about Silver's dagger and how it was used, how our interpretations of the short passage he wrote on it can be turned into a complete and effective system of dagger fighting. Now, when you look around the modern Western martial arts scene and you find the people who are studying and training in ancient martial arts, or HEMA, you find that most of the dagger systems, in fact all of them, use what's called a reverse grip. Now, there's nothing wrong with a reverse grip. It works perfectly well. A lot of Asian systems use it, as well as Western systems use it. But when you look at Silver and his explanations, you can see that what he advocates is a forward grip. So instead of the reverse grip where the blade points downwards, you have a forward grip where the blade points upwards and forwards, which makes the dagger much more manoeuvrable, and you're able to do more with it than just holding it in a reverse grip. And now, I've watched Asian systems, and I've even studied Tanto Jutsu under Japanese sensei, and I can tell you that the reverse grip fighting styles with knives are extremely effective and efficient. Nothing wrong with them at all. Deadly as you like. But I prefer a forward grip style, a bit like the Navajo and other Western styles like that, where you get the forward grip and you're able to manoeuvre the knife much more quickly. And it seems to work a lot better for me and my style of movement and training. So what with Silver's advice on continual movement or motion, continual, no standing still, exchanging blows with knives, just continual motion, striking at the hands, striking at the closest target, nearest to nearest. Being able to manoeuvre the knife, using your principles to keep at safe distance and judging your distance, attacking when a target presents itself, not going looking for a target. And remember, any weapons combat, even unarmed combat, is very, very efficient not to look for the target and wait till they present themselves to you. Using continual motion, your defences and your understanding of the principles. Now, this only applies, obviously, to the English martial arts, whose principles we're talking about. Although, if the HEMA people had any sense, they would take the principles written down by Silver and apply it to their own arts. Would make them much more efficient and more martial than they are, which would make a better fighting system. Rather than just following instructions from books and relying on others who have just taken instructions from books, you can actually have a set of principles that you can, well, that will dictate how you move, you know, how you fight, your true fight, etc., telling you how to judge distance, etc. And they're really, really well worth looking into. Now, we're back to Silver's dagger. Now, I'm talking about a dagger of about between 16 and 18 inches when I'm talking about Silver's dagger, because a long dagger was used. I mean, when you use the dagger in your offhand to defend sword and dagger or buckler and dagger or whatever weapon combinations were used to defend one's life at the time, then the weapon needed to be as long as you could, but still call it a dagger. And 18 inches, 16 inches is a really good length. And you can, if you really need to, you can ward with them. You know, you can. So a good length of dagger, a sound set of principles, courage, and a martial mind will give you a really, really effective fighting style that you'd be able to rely on in times of dire need. Now, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about a system of dagger fighting that you'll use to defend your life, or they used to defend their life. There won't be much of that these days, although it depends where you live, I suppose. But you can actually get a feel for how it must have been for them, especially when you spar with the daggers. Now, if you spar with a forward hand dagger of about 18 inches, you'll notice that you still give yourself distance and time. It's incredibly important that you adhere to the principles when using such short weapons, because although you can spar and fight with them safely enough if you listen to the instructions of, say, George Silver, it's still dangerous, because if you get frustrated and you go in, you will take a full stab and it won't be good for you. So, of course, we have to be really careful and we have to study the principles so that we understand them. We don't just understand the meaning of the words, we understand how to move when using them, because that is the all-important thing, actually being able to move using the principles, because you must be able to judge distance. You know, it's one of the most important things. You've got to take notice of your third and fourth governors. You know, another very, very important thing. So when you're looking at the grounds, governors, true times, false times, etc., you need to understand what it means in a combat situation rather than just reading it like it's a, you know, just a set of instructions. Although it is a set of instructions, but it's a set of instructions based upon the knowledge and experience of warriors throughout the ages who've managed to put this system together and incorporate it all into one excellent fighting style. And another really, really important thing is there are no set techniques, no set techniques whatsoever. This is a purely freestyle fighting system that he explains to how to use it. I mean, he must take for granted that the people he was talking to through his words that he wrote were already well practiced and would understand what he meant when he says certain things, which obviously they would have, because at that time everybody was armed and everybody trained to a certain extent. And this is why people who have never done any kind of physical martial arts training for a reasonable amount of time, who doesn't understand about body mechanics and movement, cannot just pick these manuals up and start teaching or learning, because they have no understanding of how the body works. So you need to find people who know how the body works and who've been training for quite a while. So the principles above all else, and listen to the advice Silver gives. Now, as a freestyle system, especially with his knife or dagger, you need to be able to spar, and spar regularly and spar reasonably hard. Now, when I say spar, I don't mean in the modern terms, you know, getting your gloves on, getting in the ring and just beating the shit out of each other. I mean proper technical sparring, so you know how to use the dagger properly, how to move properly, how to understand how your principles are guiding you in the way they are. You need to know about the human body. You need to know the points on the body where to stab, the soft parts, the hard parts, the points where you can penetrate through the side into the lungs or into the heart, you know, into the eye. You can absolutely annihilate someone with these weapons. Although that never will happen, you need to know it, because if you're learning the martial art, you need to know the martial art. You don't just need to pick bits of it out that make you feel good about yourself or make you feel good about the art. If you're going to learn an art, learn the entire art so that you know exactly what you're doing. So when you pass it on to the next group of students, they'll get the same quality experience that you had. And they'll have an art that they can pass down that doesn't get infiltrated with crap. So, although it's a short passage that Silver has on the dagger, It's very revealing in what he says, because you could make or write a book on that simple passage that he wrote on the Dagger Fight, because there's so much in it. He means so much in what he says, and the principles, the guiding force behind it all. So when you read these short passages, don't just dismiss them. Look at them properly. See what somebody's saying. Read between the lines and get the full extent of what the master or the teacher means by his words. Okay, thank you for listening to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And if you enjoyed this episode, I hope you'll tune in next time.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.